So, learning Lezecha Nishmas, Ben Yechezkel and Mordechai. Let's talk about Mitzvah Chof Aleph, Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says the Chinuch, L'saper be'inyin Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha aser ben Yisan, kol echo defi tzachos l'shono. So you're supposed to talk about it in whatever language is best for you. V'ulahalel l'shabeach Hashem Yisbarach al kol anisim she'asolanu. You have to praise Hashem and thank Him for all the mitzvahs that the nisim that He did for us. Shenemar v'igadat levincha. Ukvar pirshu chacham the mitzvahs agada zohi b'leil chamisha aser b'nisim b'shas achilas matzah. Right, that's we learn out. We mention it in the Haggadah. Right, we say yachol mirish chodesh talmud lomar bayomahu. Right, oh, so it says yom, so maybe mibod yom talmud lomar ba'avur zeh. Right. So how does that teach me anything? Ba'avur zeh? Because when we're answering the children, he says, right, we're answering the Russia. Ba'avur zeh os Hashem li tasing Mitzrayim. So the word zeh in the Torah always means you're pointing with your finger. Mara be'etzba. That's what Chazal always say. When it says zeh, it means you're pointing, right? Zeh keli van veyu chachamim darshin mashara chesko, yeah, excuse me. Ra shivcha alayam shalashalo ra yechesko ben buzi. That, well, how do we know? Because it says Zekeli. They must have seen such a revelation that they can mamish bimura be'etzpa Zekeli van veyu. This, right? So we see that every time it says the word ze, right? The ze maisa hamenora miksha zahav in Parz Baloscha. So the Rashi quotes the Medrash Hashem hera lo menorah shalish. Right? I'm forgetting from the beginning of Kisisa what the lashon of the pasuk is, but it also it says ze lashon. Remember the chumash. Whatever, it says such a lashon. You'll check it out later. So you'll check it out later, but it says the beginning of Kisisa, it says ze yitnu kol over al apikudim machtzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh. Right, so it says ze yitnu. So he says heralo matbea shel eish. He showed him in a fire the coin. Right, so always ze is darshening this. So we say ba'avur ze. So what do we say in the Haggadah? Ba'avur ze lo amarti ela b'shal sheyesh matzah umaru munachim lefanecha. You're supposed to tell the kid, hey kid, ba'avur ze yatzasi mi Mitzrayim, right? This is why I left Mitzrayim. You point to the matzah, you point to the mar. So you know, that's how we learn out. You're only supposed to do the v'igadat lebincha at the leil haseder when there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, pesach, and mar. Not in that order. So that's what we're saying. And lav umashom rakosav we got it to levincha, right? The lav dafka bino elo afilu im kol bria. Any person in the world is fine. The inyan amitzvah she yizkar anisa minyanim sheiru lavos inim tias mitzrayim ve'ich lo kacha kel yizbarach nikmas seinu mehen. You have to remember how Hashem took us out, and also part of the mitzvah is to remember what He did to avenge us. Vafilu beino levein atzmo im ein shemachem. If God forbid a person is all alone for the Seder, he has to speak to himself. Chayv lahotzi advarim befiv kedesh yisorer libo bedavar ki bedibur yisorer halev. You have to speak it out because that's going to get you more riled up. If you just think it, you know, it's a nice intellectual thought, but you're not going to feel it in your heart. Misharashe amitzvah zu nashkasa bekorban pesach. Right, we already wrote about that. Ve'imen atemen bo lanu mitzvos rabos alzeh mitzvos asay mitzvos los asay. And don't be concerned. There's so many mitzvos already. Ki hu yisod gadol va'amod chazak b'toraseinu v'emunaseinu. This is the fundamental of our emuna and our Torah. Everything's zeichel etzias Mitzrayim. My son asked me the other day. I don't know if his Rebbe asked him in yeshiva, and that's why he asked me, or he just said stam. He says, how can we say Zechel Etzias Mitzrayim for everything? How can we not say Zechel Maisa Bereishis? How can we don't say Zechel Abrias Olam? So I said, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is Rabbanu Shalom's calling card to the Jewish people. Not Abrias Olam is universal. It's his calling card to humanity. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is his calling card to Klal Yisrael. He says, I introduced myself to you at Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when we first met. So he says, you met Avram Avinu as an individual. You met Noach as an individual, right? You met different people throughout the ages, but when we met, the Rabbanu Shalom was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how we know anything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the calling card that the Rabbanu Shalom has. Right, and therefore we have in our brachos and our tefillah zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'shehu lanu osu mofes gamar b'chidash ha'olam, v'chiyesh eloka kadmon Chafetz v'yachol, Paul, Kolan Himsos, Kael Ayesh Shehim Allah. I'm not sure what that means. V'yado l'shanosam el hayesh sheyachbots b'kol zman min hazman. And this is almost paraphrasing the Ramban ala Torah at the end of Parshas Bo. Right? Oh, he actually, he doesn't quote that Ramban here, but you got to check out that Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Right? You got to check it out. It's necessary. What? For Pesach and for being a Jew. It's very necessary. I'm only half joking. But it's really hard to be a good Jew if you don't at least know what the Ramban's going to say. Best you should know it from the Ramban, but if you don't know that from the Ramban, at least you have to know the Yesodos of the Ramban. So check it out in your spare time. Fine. Kamo Shazim Mitzrayim, Sheishani Atevel Olam Bishvilenu, we changed all the laws of nature for us. For Asolanu Osos Mechudashim, Gedolim Vatsum, these awesome miracles. Halozeh Meshase Kol Koifer Bechidash Olam. This will quiet down anyone who denies that the world was created by God, right? He's talking about the Aristotelians who said that there is a God, but the world preceded, the universe preceded God. Right, so he says, nah, the Chiddush HaOlam is what it's all about. The Ribbono Shel Olam created everything, he controls everything, he's not subservient to anything. That's what he proved time and time again in Yetzias Mitzrayim. U'mekayim ha'emunah b'yedias Hashem Yisbarach v'chi yashgachaso v'yecholto b'chol u'mefratim kulam. All right. That's the bottom line, is we know the Ribbono Shel Olam from our relationship which started with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even at Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first Aseres HaDibros, he doesn't say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Barasi Shemayim V'Aretz. It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Ratzisi Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's how you know me. That's who I am. Right? So you want to know anything about me, you got to look to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so Minchas Chinuch here has a couple of small ha'aras, but the main ha'ara that he deals with, the main sugi that he deals with is, what is the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is all year long, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Dafka on the Seder night? So let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch's take on this. It's on the inside column, the Hine. It's in the middle of Os Beis. What's the idea that the Ram says a mitzvah dafka tonight? Right, it's a little bit different of the Manishtana, right? Right, the kid gets up there, he wants to say the Manishtana in French and in Yiddish, and so say it in Aramaic. Right, he says, what is the godless of this night? Not the shinui, but. Right? Oh, mitzvah lahazkir tzias mitzrayim b'chol yom v'layla. Look in the Mishnah and Brachas, and even if you don't know it from the Mishnah and Brachas, it's in the Haggadah. After l'chora chachamim, he quotes it by Ben Zoma, right? He says, after l'chora chachamim pligi about the nighttime business, but rova poskim, rab mechlal, and perikal, of kriyas, apostle ke Ben Zoma, the mitzvah lahazkir tzias mitzrayim b'yom u'v'layla. You got to do it day and night. Shenemal mantiz course. You don't say something here. Try and call you mechayecha, right? You mechayecha, etc., etc. Luzchir sees and try and be on v'layla. Who mid the raisa? Look in the Gemara. He brings raya is fine. Whatever. The Gemara there is very strange because it says that kriyishma is the rabbanon and emes v'yatziv is the raisa. Whatever, they have to see shot in the Gemara there, but Emes V'yatziv is referring to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Zechiras, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in Emes V'yatziv and Ezra. So talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim there, that's what it means by that's Daraisa. No, meaning we're Yotzei Yetzias Mitzrayim in Vayomer, in the third parasha of Kriyishma. But Hu Adinami, you could be Yotzei it with other things. You don't have to Dafka say the third parasha of Kriyishma to be Yotzei it. But, okay. So I'll give you an answer. Normally, you could just think about it. You don't have to say it. Just think about it. Dechsev tizkor, ayin megillah. The kan dechsev, you got it to tzarech hagoda bepeh. So he says, but on the Seder night, you got to actually speak it out. That's the difference. So he says, ze'eno, this is not correct. Ayin shagisari yeilchus yitzis mezichir yitzis mitzrayim erich levar she'ein yotzei dechovasa behirur v'lomer debechol yom daibaz kar yitzis mitzrayim lechud below sipur. You're not yotzei with just thinking about it. V'kan tzarech sipur anisim v'neflo she'osim imono Hashem yizborach kanir me'er rambam v'arab mechaber kan. So he says, you have to talk about the specific miracles. The efshir degam b'leil pesach yetzei baz kar lechud. So the shagisari says, don't give me the idea that on regular nights you don't have to say anything, or and on the Seder night you have to say a lot, because it could be even on the Seder night you just say a little bit in your Yotze, Ayin Prichodesh, etc., the Baskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kiddush Yotza. Quotes the Prichodesh, that the word Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush is enough to be Yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's your problem. Shekosav the Kol Shelo Omer Shlosh Dvarim Eilu Pesach LeYotzei Chavos Oyinu Min Amulcher Keroi. Quotes the Ran, big machlokus between the Ran and Tosfos. I feel bad we didn't get up to it in Shir, but the big machlokus between the Ran and Tosfos about Kol Shelo Omer Shlosh Dvarim Eilu LeYotzei Chavos. Yeah, it doesn't mean midaraisa. That means midarabana. You didn't do it the way Rabban Gamliel wants you to do it. But Yavada your Yotzei. Tosfos holds your Mamish not Yotzei Min HaTorah. But okay, that's a different story. Right, so Tosfos also quotes that same Gemara from Sukkah Chavches. It's the same Gemara. There, Beis Shammai says, "In Kena Yisanoi Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha." And here, Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kol Shalom Shlosh Dvar Mil LeYotzei DeChavaso." So, neither is a raya. It just means what you're going to say for one, you're going to say for the other two. So neither is a raya. They're just two examples of the same thing. So the Ran says it means you're not Yotzi even in the Torah, and Tosa says, the Ran says you're Yotzi in the Torah, just not Yotzi the way they want you to be Yotzi. So he says, but the Tosus really says you're not Yotzi in the Raisa. Okay, that's a very nice discussion to have, but not this minute. Well, if Mashika Savnu Ef Shalomar, you could explain like this: the Tamar Mitzvah Lahazkir Bifnei Atzmo V'Lo Lahagid LeBino. Normally, you have to speak it out to yourself. You don't have to tell anybody else. The Kana Mitzvah L'Sarper LeBino, right? He says you have to tell it over to your child. Avalim eini mo acher a mitzvah lahaskir ba'atzmo shover l'sharlis. But let's say nobody else is there. So what choice do you have? You have to say it to yourself, and it's just the regular mitzvah of zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim, also on the Seder night. So it's double depressing. Number one, your mamish alone for the Seder. You know, hopefully that will never happen. And number two, you're not even getting the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's just the same old mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, Af, Kevon, the Iker Mitzvah Mechudesh, as the Saper La'acherim, Kain, Loma Hevia Rambam, Posik Zed Zachor. He has a kash on the Rambam. Why the Rambam quotes the posik of Zachor as Yom Asher Tzeis Chamei Eretz Yisrael. Typically, the Chayiv Kum V'Chol Elus mi posik Laman Tizkor Kamo Shedorshu Nigmar and Brachus. Or maybe Uba Atzma Luchos Kriyashma. The Efshu Lomar Kevan the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos Lo Darshin El Mi Ribuy. All right, I don't want to get into this now. That's a diuk in the lashon of the Rambam. It's not for us right this minute. So switching to the next paragraph. Ach Be'emes. Lefi zeh zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim b'yom havei aseh v'lo matzasi l'Rambam rab mechaber moni ha-mitzvahs. Wait a second. The mitzvah aseh of zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim is not in anybody's count of the minyan ha-mitzvos. It's not in the Rambam, and generally speaking, the chinuch follows the Rambam. So he's saying it's not in the Rambam's minyan ha-mitzvos, not in the Sefer HaChinuch's minyan ha-mitzvos. How can that be? And he says, we know the Rambam holds it's Doraisa, because in the beginning of a third halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, he writes that it's Doraisa. So what's going on here? So he says he only counts it on the next page. Rak b'leil tezvav, mona l'mitzvah v'nei atzma. He just counts that one mitzvah. Tzarech iyon, lama, kevon, the alfina mikra, lama, lo nimne l'mitzvahs kol ha-mitzvahs. So he says, why not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? U'matzasi prima godim, psicha kolela silchus Kriyas Shema. Prima Godim has an awesome, awesome sefer. It's not really a sefer. He really wrote it as an introduction to his parish on Shulchan Aruch, but it's just a phenomenal introduction to all of Torah Shebaal Peh. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I gave shir on it once or twice a week to the older guys in Psicha Kolelis. It's a fascinating sefer. It really would have been a very difficult limud, except about 10, 15 years ago, maybe more. Somebody put out really very helpful footnotes quoting all the different sources that he throws. He mamish throws around Myron McComas like crazy, and you don't know what he's talking about half the time. But with the footnotes, it's very learnable. So it's very if you're ever interested in knowing a lot of stuff, very kedai to read the Prima Godim's Psicha Kolelis. It's not going to read like a newspaper, but it's very kedai. So the Prima Godim talks about this, right? And he writes, Kichol Mashik Asavnu, he writes Arvort, Gam Betzlach in Brachis, Hikshezed, Lama Lo Manu Moni HaMitzvos, Zechir Tzitzitrayim, Right? It's its own assay. So what is the tzlach answer? Right, you guys know the tzlach, right? Tzlach is an ode to Yehuda on Shas. You definitely did some tzlachs in Shir this
year. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. This tzlach.
No. But, so he says, because of the nafka mi posik leman tizkor velo nemar beloshen tzivui zachor. So he wants to say because it's written as like a matter of factly, it's not written as a tzivui. He says, really, the tzivui is the Seder night, and you should remember it all year round, but it's not an ikar tzivui to remember it all year round, even though l'maisa you should do it. Etc. He still doesn't get it. He's not so in love with any of these tirutzim. For Isi Larashi Bachumish al Pozak Zachor, Yom Azevza, Shono, Lomad, Shemaskir, and Tias Mitzrayim, Bachul Yom. You're supposed to talk about Tias Mitzrayim every day. Vizet Sarchi in the Chazal Lom, the Mikrolam Ma'anam Ucher Batora, Velomi Pozak Zet. Ubevada, Hoysa Kabbalah Biyadam, Veloma, maybe Rashi Drusha Zu al Kol Yom, Cave in the Mechlar. It's so fine. I don't want to get into the technicalities of what he's saying, but he's because of Shirashi Lomad Zem, Mimila Zachor, Shu Loshin Hove. Zachor means you should do it now. Right, tiyez zocher zetam. You should always remember it. Ki zochor al mishkol, etc. Ubeene yipolis. He's saying, why did Rashi quote the pasuk of zochor? Because it's a mitzvah tmidus. You should always be remembering. He says, I don't like that. Kevin the b'shasti lan lo yolef al askar b'chol yom rak milman tizkor. We learn out from milman tizkor as yom seiz gemeret zvchaim koli mechayecha. V'gam harambam shevi amechiltim avor de zochor koi rak al lil tezvav. Vegami posik zema meila shamina and the belaila zagamkin maskirin rebelez renazaria lozach is a chitamri tis mitzvah by leil sachidarsha benzomi koye mechayech rabbis alevos al korcha kulu sviril udemi posik zel lo nilman rak leile pesach avolo lechol yemos hashana. Not like Rashi. Fine. Al koponim be mitzvah da anan ba de leil tezvav hu. We're talking about zachiris tis mitzrayim. Mitzvahs asei min haTorah l'kol echad miYisrael l'hazkir. It's a mitzvah for everybody to mention it. V'gam l'hagid l'bonav o l'acher im yesh imo. Right? So he says, if you have anybody else, you should tell them. V'gam efshar l'sader k'tzas ba'arichus niflif l'flom. You should speak it out a little bit longer than usual. I am primogodim milchus Pesach. Fine.
So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say, like, so the Jews were in Egypt, and then Hashem brought this Makkah, and then Moshe went to like it.
So it comes out the Minchas Chinuch is very not gishmak. Like it's and it could be that that's the truth, but it's not gishmak at all. He said basically it's the same mitzvah every night, but tonight you should speak it out to somebody else. And tonight, if you want to say a little bit more, say the Haggadah. You know, like you could say some more.
So you're not supposed to, like, the father's not supposed to, like, gather his children and say, like.
No, he says you should gather your children and say the story. But that's that. Normally the mitzvah is just for you to say it to yourself. Tonight is a mitzvah to say it to your children. And the nafkamina is if there's no one else there. So you just have the regular mitzvah. And then he goes back and forth, which psukim do we darshan it from? I don't want to get into that so much. Sipur is just telling others. The mitzvah is sipur, to tell others. The mitzvah is zechira, to tell yourself. So he's saying, but that's really the only difference.
Is that a bin adam chavero?
Probably, yeah. Probably. Sipur is bin adam chavero of zechira. You know, that's the Zakhir is ben al mamakom, ben al ma'atzmo, right? And Zakhir Sipur is telling other people. Okay. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush. Just let's speak out. There's definitely more satisfying interpretations than the Minchas Chinuch's. Although I have to admit that the Avudram quotes from the Rif and Rabbeinu Yerucham that you are Yotzei with simply the word Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush, like he quoted before. That's already enough. He quoted it from the Pri Chodesh, but the Avudram actually quotes it from the Rif and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I would argue that you could definitely interpret the... I never saw the Rif inside for real. I only saw it quoted in the Avudram. So I don't know where the Rif is. But the Rif is answering the Kasha, how come we don't make a bracha on Sipur Litzias Mitzrayim? So he answers because we already Yotzei when we said Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So it could be that all the Rif really means to say is you already Yotzei the bracha on Sipur Litzias Mitzrayim because you made Kiddush, and in the Kiddush you said Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. So you're already making a bracha that included any mentionings of Yetzias Mitzrayim that are going to be said heretofore. I think it's a much smaller chiddush to say that the Rif just mentioned Yotzei the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush than to say that you're Yotzei the bracha and then say you're Yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. But the truth is, if you hold like this Minchas Chinuch, then not so. Then Zechira and Sipur are really the exact same thing. And therefore, the Rif is saying, if you're saying Kiddush to somebody else, you're Yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kiddush. Because you already said Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Sounds like there's no bracha in Kiddush. It's just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It's part of the whole Kiddush is a bracha. You start off, Baruch Da'ashem L'kenim Ha'chalam, Asher Kiddushan Tzvasav Ratzav Anu, right? Or Asher Bachar Bonu Mikolam, as the case may be. And then you say Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Givaldik, Yotzei, we can all eat matzah now. Right? What? Magid is like Kol Amar Bereza Meshubach.
What does that mean? Like,
it's nice.
Or not? Like,
oh, you're adding to the mitzvah. It's making the mitzvah better. You're making it better. Anyway, so I want to tell you, the Rambam obviously doesn't agree with this. If you look in Perek Zion of the Rambam. So there's different interpretations, different numbers. Reb Chaim Brisker is quoted based on the Rambam and Perek Zion as having a number of nafkaminas. If depending on which book you look in, they'll number the nafkaminas differently and they'll say them over slightly differently. But perhaps the most like if you look in Shiurim Lezecher Abba Marizal, the Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Shiurim for his father, he quotes Reb Chaim four nafkaminas, I think, and they're a little bit different. And if you look in the Brisker Haggadah, he quotes, I think, five nafkaminas going to Reb Chaim. I don't remember. But then if you look in the Sefer Emek Bracha, so Emek Bracha quotes, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim's son. He was Talmud of the Brisker Rav. So he quotes three nafkaminas. So the most famous is the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha has three nafkaminas. He says, nafkamina number one is that on the Seder night, in order to be Yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need Derech She'ela Utshuva. It has to be in question-answer format. That's why we need the Manishtana, right? And that's the Gemara seems clear. You need the Manishtana. It has to be, right? That's the Gemara says, by Abaye, says, why are we taking the table away? We just ate. We just started eating. So, Rava said, Potarta milom manishtana. Now we're potter from saying manishtana. Meaning there's a chiyuv to say manishtana. And there's a chiyuv to answer. So that's the first nafkamina. It has to be derech she'ela tshuva. You can't just say it over. It has to be asking. And that's what we say. The halacha is, if God forbid you're all alone, you have to ask yourself and answer to yourself. Right? If he has children, the children should ask. If he has only no children but he's married, his wife should ask. And if he has no children and no wife, he should ask himself. Right, and even in the format, I forgot who mentions this, in the format of the Haggadah, so in the Rabban Gamliel's Mishnah, what does he say? Matzah shana ochlim al shuma. Maror shana ochlim al shuma. Why are we eating the maror? What do you mean why? Just say why. He says, no, it's derech she'elu tshuva. It has to be question-answer format. So that's the... Right? Chachamahu omer. What does the Chacham say? What does he say? Just say it, man. Right? So... It has to be derech she'elu tshuva. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina number two, based on the Rambam again, is it has to be maschil bignus u'mesayim b'shvach. You have to start with the bad and end with the good. So it's machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, which one's starting with the bad, which one's ending with the good. So one mandamer says, avodim ayinu lefar b'mitzrayim, vayotzeinu Hashem elokeinu. Right? It's
you told us this.
Yeah, I tell you guys lots of stuff. Anyway, So that's nafkamina number one. And then nafkamina number two, and then that opinion number two is mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu v'achsha v'ata kirvanu amakom avodasa. It's machlokes. Are we talking about the physical gnus and the physical shvach, or are we talking about the spiritual gnus and the spiritual shvach? That's nafkamina number two. And nafkamina number three is you have to be misaper b'tamei hamitzvos. You have to tell over the reasons behind the mitzvahs as well. It's not enough to just do the mitzvahs. You have to say why you're doing the mitzvahs. That's Rabban Gamliel Amar, Kol Shalomer Shloshet Dvar Melu, right? We have to be very careful not to make this ridiculous mistake that people make. Right? We have to be very careful. People say, let's say a guy gets a Hatzalah call in the middle of the Haggadah. So he has to run. He doesn't know when he's going to come back. So his son says to him, oh, daddy, quick, before you go, say these three words. These three words. If you don't say these three words, you're not Yotzei. It's a magic formula. Pesach Matzah Maror. Okay, go. There's no magic formula of three words. It means you're supposed to explain why we eat the Pesach, why we eat the Matzah, why we eat the Maror. That's the whole mitzvah, is the Tameh Mitzvahs. You understand? It's the whole mitzvah to say over why we do these mitzvahs. And therefore, that's the nafkamina number three. It's not enough on the Seder night to just do to just do the mitzvahs. You actually have to explain why you're doing them. So the question is, why? And I'll just compound the question a little bit. Rav Nevensal, in his Agadah, which is a beautiful, beautiful Agadah, by the way, I was just told that Art Scroll translated it into English. Yeah. So if you're holding by the Hebrew, definitely get it in the Hebrew. But if you're holding by the English, definitely get it in English. So, so a lot of times the English Agadahs are missing stuff from the original format. So even if you, let's say, you read the English edition already, and now you want to read the Hebrew, it might be Kedai. Because a lot of times the English editions are missing a lot of the best stuff. So Rav Nevensal says, he says, I don't understand. He says, Tistam say Vortloch over at the Seder night. He says, that's not really the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says, a lot of times we spend the most time telling over Vorts that have nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. We talk about Rabbi Akiva did this, and we only bring in the whole Maisa of Rabbi Akiva and his Seder to illustrate the point. V'afilu kulanu chacham kulanu nom. That's just a raya. That's not the ikar part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, we end up telling random stories about, you know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that his beard turned white. That has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a true statement. The Gemara says it. Okay, shkoyach. But like, that's not their time and place. You want to give a shir and Maseches Brachos. Go ahead tomorrow morning, give a whole, you know, you can learn the whole parak if you want, but it doesn't, that's not for tonight. So Rav Nevensal said, he said, you have to keep in mind that many Gedolei Hador, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, they wrote Haggadahs. He says, but they didn't write them during the Leila Seder. The Leila Seder, they talked about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, okay, we get it. He says, but why is it, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says the mitzvah is to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Shiros V'Sishbachos to Hashem, or Hilchas Pesach. Why is Hilchas Pesach? You're going to do Halacha L'maisa, you're going to do Lomdus, whatever it is. Why is Hilchas Pesach part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So he wants the Taina. It's based on this Yisod we said over before, because it says, Ba'avur Zeh, Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. Ba'avur Zeh, we dafka have to say the Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Shoah Sheyesh Matzah U'Mora Munach L'Fonav, Mashma, that the Matzah and the Mora is a chelik of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So explaining the mitzvahs themselves is a chelik Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is that? Why is that? So I wanted to just be mosif a little bit, because we find in Soloveitchik writes about this barichus, it's quoted in the Harei Kedem, etc. But there's a concept of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim al yidei maisa as well. So in fact, Laharos is an example, right? And just in general, when you do the mitzvah halayla, there's a lot of rayas to this, but the simplest raya is the shita of the avudram. He says, we said, Rabban Gamliel says, if you don't say the pshat in these three things, you're not yotzei. So normally, the Rambam and others, they say, what does it mean you're not yotzei? You're not yotzei, sipur yitzias mitzrayim, because it's part of the sipur. The avudram says, no, you're not yotzei, pesach matzah and mor. What are you kidding me? There's a mitzvah achila. Supposed to eat the Pesach, eat the matzah, eat the maror. Talk about it.
Like,
what do you say?
It's like toast.
What do you mean?
They said you have to explain what you're eating.
Why? So why do you have to explain it?
I don't know.
Because in the mitzvah achila is a dual nature of the achila. There's not only a mitzvah of achila, it's also part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is to eat it. Eating is eating, talking is talking. It's not good to talk while you're eating. Right? So what he says, no. If you first explain it and then you do it, that's gufa, bigger Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see that part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is dafka to do the mitzvahs of the Seder night. That's part of the, it's Sipur Ayde Sipur and Sipur Ayde Maisa. So there's an additional nekuda that you're being Mekayim when you do the mitzvahs. So Memela says, Rav Nevensal, and this is throwing it back to Rav Nevensal. Now, that was my little ha'ara, but then to throw it back to Rav Nevensal. So Memela, you see that that learning the Hilchas HaPesach and learning the Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, etc., is part of the Sipur itself, because it gives the Maisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim more oomph. You know, that's the idea. Now, when you eat matzah, I hope, I pray, that when you guys eat matzah this year, it's not going to be the same matzah that it was last year. It's not going to be the same dalet kosas that it was last year. You can't hold up the dalet kosas and think about the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosas, and the Brisker Rav's Tvei Dinim and dalet kosas, and have it be the same dalet kosas that it was last year. That's not a good thing. Right? So the more you understand, the more Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Al Yedei Maisa it'll be. You know, so that's the idea of learning Hilchos Pesach as a chelik of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Stam, to just tell stories about nothing, that's not,
Is that why it's Seder Alakos? Because you want it to be in action, like a part of the actual...
I think that's a 100% true statement. Yes, I think that's true. So, okay, so Reb Chaim says, those are the three nafkaminas, and just to answer the Minchas Chinuch's other kasha, so what's the other kasha, he says, so what's the reason it's not counted in the Minyan HaMitzvah? So Reb Chaim has two very cute answers. He has two very cute answers to it. So he says, number one, one of the Shorashim, I think Shorash Dalit in the Rambam, I'm not sure. Rambam counts, he has 14 rules for what is a mitzvah and what isn't a mitzvah. Right? So in, I think it's rule number four, but I might be wrong. He says, in the Shorashim, he writes that any mitzvah which is not noheg forever is not a mitzvah. It's what we call horoas shah. It's a temporary edict. For example, there's no mitzvah in the Torah not to leave the mun over for the next day. Right? There's no such mitzvah. Why not? It says in the Torah, don't do it. Why? Because it was only horoas shah for the Dor HaMidbar. Right? It wasn't for everybody. Right? So there's no mitzvah dafka for everybody, so it didn't make it into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. You know, if there would ever be mun again, so there's no isser to leave it over for the next day because it has nothing to do with us. Right? I mean, I assume if mun falls from the sky, then Hashem will give us the rules. But Lamaisa, until that day, there's no such mitzvah. So he says, and furthermore, the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, and also in the Pirush Mishnah, San Chelik, he says, Ein bein olam azeh limos ha-mashiach el shibud malchios bilvad. The only difference between nowadays and after Mashiach comes is just there'll be world peace. Nobody's going to be bothering us, and they'll assist us. And there'll only be peace talks. You know, like now they have peace talks that don't have any peace. Now then, all the peace talks will just be about how we can have more peace and better peace, and help Klal Yisrael serve their Ribono Shel Olam. That'll be all the talking going on in the whole world, right? It's just how can we serve their Ribono Shel Olam better? How can we help Klal Yisrael more? You know, that's going to be in the Mos HaMashiach. But in terms of everyday life, it'll be the same. It'll be the same. So all the mitzvahs will be noeg lasid lavo after the times of Mashiach. Except what? Except zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Why not?
They're already going to go,
so great.
Because it's a machlokes. What is Ben Zoma? And we already saw Minchas Chinuch quotes that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma. Includes the nighttime. So what? You see that we hold, like Ben Zoma, you're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by day and by night. So the Chachamim say, without the drasha of Kol Yemei Chayecha, you would not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the times of Mashiach. So the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the psak of the Rambam, is only until Mashiach comes, not after Mashiach comes. So says Reb Chaim, you see that the Rambam held it was only a very, very long horas shah, not a mitzvah. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will even be Bimos HaMashiach. But Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we paskin, will not be in the days of Mashiach, and therefore it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's answer number one. Answer number two is a little cuter. I don't know, it's not as cute. Answer number one's cuter. But answer number two is within the laws of Kriya Shema. Did I get the right book? Yeah. In Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes, right, you're supposed to read Kriya Shema twice a day. Umahu kore, what are you supposed to read? Sholosh parashios elu. You're supposed to read these three parashios. Vein shema, v'hoyim shema, v'vayomer. Three parashios. Right, it's a big machlokas. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa and how much is derabbanan? You have every sheet that you want. What? How much you want it? Be deraisa. One pasuk is the Ramban, the Siato. That's the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ridva, etc. Right? They hold like that. Just Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kelim Hashem Echad. That's the Raisa. Everybody else, everything else is the Rabbanan. Right? Then you have Rashi. Just the first parsha is the Raisa. Then you have Rabbeinu Yonah, at least in one place. A little bit of a steer in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in one place says the first two parshas are the Raisa. And then you have the Rambam. So what does the Rambam say? It's supposed to read three parshas. That doesn't prove anything. He says, what do you do when? Okay. And he says, Afal pisha ain mitzvah tzitzis no egis balaylo. Even though there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night, koron osa balaylo. We read it anyway. Mepneshiyesh ba zikaron yitzias mitzrayim. U mitzvah lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim bayom uva laylo. Shenem laman tizkor zion tzitzim eretz mitzrayim. Kol yimei chayech, like we just said. Right? Listen to this line. That's good enough. And then this is the clincher. V'kriyas sholosh parshas elu al seder zeh. Hi hanikres kriyas shema. So he just said there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and reading these three parashas together is Kriya Shema. That's what Shema is, right? So what do you see, says Reb Chaim? The Rambam does hold that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the mitzvos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Which mitzvah d'oraisa is it? Kriya Shema. It's part of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, right? Without getting involved in the whole background, I wanted to tie in the whole machlokas, all these different shittas in Rishonim. You know, like sometimes you feel a little empty when you hear all these different shittas in Rishonim. I mentioned this in Shir today. I said, some Rishonim, it sounds like they're just picking a shita because nobody else picked it, right? Like, oh, who's got one pasuk? I got one pasuk. All right, who's got second pick? I'll take first parsha. You know, like, it's, right, alachilas matzah, which matzah is it going to go on? So, right, we said before, like, who's the man d'amru says that the bruch of alachilas matzah is going on the shalim? Why would it be going on the shalim, right? So, all right, so yeah, we tried a little bit of a hezra, but it sounds, that shita just sounds like, well, since no one else picked that one, so I'll pick that one, I'll pick that shita, right? Hamotzi is going on the prusa, and Alachilas Matzah is going on the shalim. So that's why there's one mandamer says you have to eat a kazayas from the shalim and a kazayas from the prusa. So the Mechaber's Machmir says you have to eat a kazayas from each, because we don't know which one is which. So anyway... So I thought the Pashup Shad is that what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It's about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. This sort of brings us back full circle. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You have to be mekabel what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Right? We accept upon ourselves that there's no such thing as a free man. We say, Ein ben chorin elamisha osik batorah. Right? So we say a free man is somebody who has Ol Malchus Shemayim on his back. Right? So he's saying that. So the Ramban says, listen, Ol Malchus Shemayim, it's just about realizing that there are Ribbono Shel Olam in charge. The end. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kiyam Hashem Echad. So Rashi says that's not enough. You need Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, but you also need Avas Hashem. It's not enough to just say, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. That's it. Right? No. You need Avas Hashem. You need the first parsha also. And then Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not enough to just have Avas Hashem. It also, you have to have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, V'hoyoyim Shemoah. That's also part of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the Rambam adds to that, he says, no, it's not enough to just have Kabbalah Sol Mach Shemayim and Avas Hashem. You have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. You have to have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Without Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's all great, but that's not a full Kabbalah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calling card is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Hashem is, your relationship with me starts, doesn't end, but it starts with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you want to know what I'm all about, you got to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at all times. So, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, three nafkaminas on the Seder night, says Reb Chaim, but Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, either it's a mitzvah until Yemos HaMashiach, and that's not why it's in the Minyan Mitzvahs, or because it's subsumed in the greater mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and therefore it didn't make it into separate Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay.